Would you please open your Bibles to Luke, the second chapter. Luke chapter 2. As you do so, I suspect that you have probably seen something like this, driving down the road, behind a car, on the bumper, behind, in the car, in front of you, there is a sticker that says, "My child is an honor student at such and such a school." Maybe it's not on the bumper. Maybe it's up on the window. Did you know that studies showed that people notice things more up on the window, the back window, than they do down low on the car? That's why in the newer model cars, you've got the stop, you've got a brake light that's now up on that in that back window, because statistics showed that people noticed that light more than they would notice the tail lights, which were set lower on your car. Well, folks who are proud of their children will take those bumper stickers and they'll set them up in that window rather than down on the bumper. They'll set them up in the window because it's more readily seen by other people. That's a dilemma my parents never had to face, by the way. I'm like the fellow that someone told me about here the other day, that he was addressing the student body, and he began by saying, "A students, B students, C students, and my friends." Well, children can accomplish some quite admirable and amazing things early in life. I'm sure that all of us have heard of academic attainments made by children at very, very young ages. You know, reading at 1 or 2 years old, or being able to speak in ways that are much more advanced than a normal child would be able to communicate. We've heard of youngsters being so academically advanced that they graduate early from college. Some who are graduating when a child usually is graduating from high school, some are graduating from Harvard or from MIT. And we've heard such amazing stories as that. Kind of makes you want to go out and take the bumper sticker off your car, doesn't it? But what do you hope that your child could attain to? What do you hope your child could achieve in the course of their young life? Well, some of us might like to see our children make those astounding academic achievements and get the full scholarship to some prestigious university. Or maybe we'd like to see our child become a real prodigy in music. Mozart was writing full symphonies at the time he was, I believe, 12 years old. Maybe we desire our child to become a real athlete and exhibit some great abilities at a very young age. Everybody knows about Tiger Woods now. He first burst upon the scene when he was 4 years old, and he made an appearance, and you've probably seen some film of it. I believe it was on a Mike Douglas show years and years ago. This little four-year-old came out with his perfect golf swing. Amazed the whole crowd at the way he could hit the ball then. Is that what you want for your child? Athletic achievements? Scholastic accomplishments, musical abilities beyond compare to their contemporaries? Well, those are all good things, and I don't denigrate them and certainly don't say that there's anything wrong with those abilities at that young of an age. But I want to suggest to you that the Bible says something to us about an even higher standard, about achievements that are even greater and that are more significant and that are attainable by all. It tells us about these characteristics in youth. In the story that I want to direct your attention to this morning in Luke, the second chapter, and it begins in the 40th verse, and we'll be we'll just read down through verse 52 and then come back and talk some about these verses. You'll recognize, I'm sure, that these are verses describing Jesus in his childhood, but not only at a very, very young age, but it also traces Jesus' life up into his adolescence and even into young adulthood. And so what we're going to talk about this morning is Jesus, an example in youth, and how in that those years from a very young age all the way up into what we would refer to as adolescence and even into young adulthood, into the 20s, we find in Jesus this example of how one can live in a way that is pleasing to the Lord during that period of time. Start in verse 40 with me, if you would, please. "And the child continued to grow and become strong, increasing in wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. And his parents used to go to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he became 12, they went up there according to the custom of the feast. And as they were returning, after spending the full number of days, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, and his parents were unaware of it, but supposed him to be in the caravan, and went a day's journey. And they began looking for him among their relatives and acquaintances. And when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem looking for him. And it came about that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when they saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, 'Son, why have you treated us this way? Behold, your father and I have been anxiously looking for you.' He said to them, 'Why is it that you were looking for me?